Adoniram Judson lived a life of adventure and suffering, but he didn't want to talk about himself. He wanted to talk about Christ and the power of the gospel to change lives.
Everybody wanted to meet the first American missionary to now return some 20 years later with stories of distant lands and great disease and prison shackles and, you know, all that stuff. Congregations were somewhat disappointed that instead of talking about his adventures, he most often simply wanted to whisper the gospel.
Judson loved and lived the gospel. He lived a life of adventure, danger, and suffering. And that was coupled with an incredible fruitfulness for God. It's only natural that when people met him, they wanted to hear stories of God's grace. They wanted to learn more about how God worked through his life and ministry. But Judson didn't want to talk about himself. He wanted to talk about Christ and the power of the gospel to change lives. His incredible example is our theme today here on Wisdom for the Heart. Stephen Davey continues through his series, Legacies of Light. This is the conclusion to a message he began last time called Adoniram Judson.
On the same day he presented himself to the Congregationalist Mission Board, he met a young woman named Anne Haseltine. And over the next few weeks, they quickly fell in love. Adoniram was clear about his life's goal. His letter to Anne's father is revealing. I'm going to read some of it to you. Because it reveals his passion for the lost, and it's almost prophetic in detail. The letter reads, "By the way, dads, imagine some young man wanting to marry your daughter and his proposal sounding like this." 1800s English, and I quote, "I have now to ask you whether you can consent to part with your daughter early next spring to see her no more in this world." Okay, that's a period for me. Think about it. Listen, whether you can consent to her departure for a heathen land, her subjection to the hardships and sufferings of a missionary's life, whether you can consent to her exposure to the dangers of the ocean, to the fatal influences of the southern climate of India, to every kind of want and distress, to degradation, insult, persecution, and perhaps a violent death, can you consent to all this for the sake of him who left his heavenly home and died for her and for you, for the sake of perishing immortal souls, for the sake of heaven and the glory of God? Can you consent to all this in the promise of meeting your daughter in the world of glory with a crown of righteousness brightened by the acclamations of heathen now saved through her means, who will there be praising her Savior?" How's that for a proposal? Man, imagine, "I'd like to take your daughter away from you to a heathen land where she'll probably suffer every deprivation and more than likely a violent death." You could see, can't you, in this young man, no holds barred. This is what I'm going to do. This is where we're going to go. This is what matters most. Anne's father said yes. And so did she. In a way, Anne, her father, mother, really were all saying the same thing to God, just in different ways. "Here am I, bury me." 2 weeks after their wedding, they are on a ship bound for India. The voyage would last 4 months. And I want to bring up one thing because it creates problems and again shows you a little bit of their character. It's going to create problems with their Congregationalist supporters back home and their family. Remember, his dad is a Congregational pastor. You see, during this voyage, they spent a lot of time ransacking the book of Acts, the Gospels, studying the Word on subjects related to church planting. And they came to the conclusion that salvation should precede baptism. And they also concluded that baptism, correctly understood, literally translated, could only mean immersion. In that voyage, they changed their entire view and their affiliation. So, which means, and by the way, this is no small thing, they departed from America as Congregationalists and landed in India as Baptists. Now the problem was, there was no American Baptist Missionary Board. He's the first missionary from America. So they effectively declined, walked away from all of their support and their supporters. I bring that issue up because it reveals something about them early on, both of them. Their willingness to confront their religious past, their willingness to potentially upset their families, their willingness to lose all their financial support, all for the sake of biblical conviction, which reveals quite a bit about the metal of their character that'll be put to the test. Adoniram and Ann Judson were baptized by immersion soon after landing in Calcutta, India, by the son of William Carey. Felix was his name, with whom they stayed when they arrived. They would trust God and, frankly, never look back. Now, the good news was, when news reached America of their changed position, Baptist churches rallied. Evidently, they're a little slower than the Congregationalists, and they created the American Baptist Missionary Union and promptly began supporting them. Now, there were other changes ahead for them. They expected to settle in an area where they were not allowed when they arrived. They had to move several times. And eventually, they settled on an area known as Rangoon, Burma, just north of Thailand. There, they would spend the next 10 years of their lives attempting to learn the Burmese language. They had to learn it without a teacher, without a grammar, without a dictionary, without any other believers, without a church, without any help. Adoniram had to learn, and his wife Anne, by literally creating his own Burmese grammar. See how God wired him at 3 to prepare him for what he would be doing at 23. And so he would spend several years creating his own grammar, learning the language. It would take 6 years of study before he was able to preach his first sermon. Finally, 7 years after arriving, Adoniram led the first Burmese individual to faith in Jesus Christ. Now think about it. 7 years before one convert to Christ. I mean, that doesn't really sell all that well to the supporters back home, does it? But they stayed with it. Part of the problem was, in Burma, converting from Buddhism was punishable by death. Little wonder it would take Judson 12 years before he had 18 people baptized and in the church. 12 years. 18 people. Well, on one occasion, Adoniram and another missionary traveled to see the emperor of Burma to petition for freedom to preach and for people to convert without losing their lives.